Angulamala, I've talked about his encounter with the Buddha before, and I'm going to start with that today. This is from the Pali Sutta. Angulamala, this is after he decided to kill the Buddha and take his finger. Angulamala was a known murderer, and he had this strange belief that he needed to gather 1,000 finger bones, or finger bones from 1,000 people, and make a necklace of it to get certain kinds of powers. He had 999, the sutra says, and he even considered taking his mother's, but then at some point decided he won't take his mother's, but he would kill the Buddha, because the Buddha was in his neighborhood, and take his finger. So Angulamala took up his sword and shield after making this decision, buckled on his bow and quiver, this is the quote from the sutra, followed close behind the Blessed One. Then the Blessed One performed a supernormal feat that the bandit Angulamala, though walking as fast as he could not catch up with the Blessed One, who was walking at his normal pace on pilgrimage in the forest. Then Angulamala thought, "It is wonderful, it is marvelous. Formerly I could catch up even with a swift elephant and seize it. I could catch up even with a swift horse and seize it. I could catch up even with a swift chariot and seize it. I could catch up even with a swift deer and seize it. But now, though I am walking as fast as I can, I cannot catch up with this recluse who is walking at his normal pace." He stopped and called out to the Blessed One, to the Buddha, "Stop, recluse! Stop, recluse!" The Buddha says, "I have stopped, Angulamala. You stop, too." Then Angulamala thought, "These recluses, followers of the Shakyam, they speak truth, they assert truth, but though this recluse is walking, yet he says, I have stopped, Angulamala, you stop too. Suppose I question this recluse." Then he addressed the Blessed One in stanzas thus, "While you are walking, recluse, you tell me you have stopped, but now, when I have stopped, you say I have not stopped. I ask you now, O recluse, what is the meaning of it? How is it that you have stopped and I have not?" And the Blessed One replied, "Angulamala, I have stopped forever. I abstain from violence towards living beings. But you have no restraint towards things that breathe. So that is why I have stopped and you have not. I will stop here with this quote. As you know, the Angulamala eventually became a disciple of the Buddha, had great insight and accomplishment, and also atoned for his many past actions. And actually, there's a special part of the sutra that's considered particularly helpful and beneficial for women who are pregnant and giving birth, and it's often recited in the southern Buddhist traditions. But let's stop here. This Buddha's "I have stopped" is non-clinging. Stopped is to cease clinging to reactive caughtness, clinging to reactive self-centered likes and dislikes of others and self. This is harming breathing beings. Clinging to and believing thoughts, feelings, clinging to self, other, clinging to arising, passing conditions, that's In other words, it's to cease holding clinging. That's what this stopped is of the Buddha. That's ceasing harming. We harm with thoughts. We harm with actions. We harm with holding to beliefs. We harm with self-centeredness in the many forms. Stopped is to let come what comes and to let go what goes. This violence towards living beings is towards others, is towards self. Violence is physical, is mental, is clinging to thoughts, speech, or actions. We can say the many forms of anger, greed, judgments. All of these are what the Buddha is talking about. Stopped harming. Stopped harming. To stop, in a way, is ongoing forgetting. Forgetting self. Forgetting other. Forgetting should not. It's not that these don't arise, but not non-clinging is forgetting them. This is not knowing. This is forgetting self-centered arising reactions. That's why in the practice principles we point out caught in self-centered dream. This is what the Buddha is talking about. Stopped is in the midst of the arising self-centeredness of holding and entangling, but it requires our practice effort. Being practice is being this compassionate bodhisattva, this compassionate Avalokitesvara, that you are, which is what the Heart Sutra is saying. It's not talking about someone out there, but you, I, all of us, everyone you encounter, is the opportunity of relieving suffering in seeing clearly the emptiness of all conditions. All conditions of being human are empty. And therefore, this is non-clinging. That's manifesting the forms of emptiness, the emptiness of forms, which the Heart Sutra reminds us of. This is the practice effort that nurtures stopping, following of the reactive habits, stopping holdings, stopping knowings of should or shouldn't, I, me, mine, not me, all these. So our practice, your practice, is be the bodhisattva you are. Chanting the bodhisattva's vow is to remind us, to remind ourselves of the many ways we manifest as this life, as this universe, to be awake to this, to live this. See? So experiencing is arising, passing. And this is manifested in many ways. Not holding to now, not holding to before, not holding to after, or at least noticing. Not here, not there, not between. This is our practice. Okay, I've spoken enough of this matter, but it's our practice for all of us to clarify this, to stop, as the Buddha says, to stop, abstain, stopping from violence, physical, mental, verbal, all the ways towards living beings close, far, human, non-human. All we are is this universe of living beings. So, take good care of your practice. Follow the Buddha's reminder. And then, no matter the conditions that we are, we can all manifest this bodhisattva life that we are and we share as this universe. Thank you.